Stories of Jesus. Jacob Learns the Name of the Savior by Diane L. Mangum. From 2 Nephi chapter 5, verses 5 through 19. 2 Nephi chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 5 through 13. 2 Nephi chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, and verse 23. And Jacob chapter 7, verses 1 through 20. Jacob loved his older brother Nephi. He followed his example and learned how to pray, how to be obedient, and how to love the Lord. Jacob and Nephi's older brothers, Laman and Lemuel, were angry with Nephi and even wanted to kill him. They and their families were called the Lamanites. Jacob and Nephi and their other brothers and sisters took their families to live far away from the angry Lamanites. They were called the Nephites. Nephi became the king and protector of the Nephites. He was also the prophet. Nephi ordained his younger brothers, Jacob and Joseph, to be priests and teachers. The Nephites obeyed the Lord. Their crops grew and they raised many animals. They built homes, and they even built a temple, where Jacob taught. For a time, the Nephite people were happy, but then they stopped being obedient to the Lord's commandments. Jacob worried, because the Nephites were becoming so wicked. He spoke to the people, teaching them that the Savior would be born near Jerusalem, far across the ocean. The Savior would provide an atonement, so that every person ever born could repent and be forgiven of their sins. He would die and be resurrected, so that every person who died would also be resurrected. Jacob also taught that sad things happen when people choose to sin and don't repent. After he had talked for a long time, Jacob sent the people home. He told them to come back the next day so he could finish teaching them. That night, an angel came to Jacob and told him that the Lord's name would be Christ when he came to earth to live among the Jews. Even though Christ would work great miracles, wicked people in Jerusalem would crucify him. When Jacob taught the people the next day, he told them what the angel had said. Jacob reminded the Nephites to cheer up your hearts and remember that ye are free to act for yourselves, to choose the right and follow the commandments of God. Sidebars. Jacob's visions. When Jacob was young, he saw a vision of Christ. When he was older, he was visited several times by angels who taught him. Sherem. After Nephi died, Jacob became the prophet. A man named Sherem came to Jacob to argue that no one can know what will happen in the future. He said this proved that Jacob could not know that Christ would come. Jacob testified that angels had taught him and that he did know Christ would come, just like the prophets in the scriptures did. Sherem said he didn't believe him. Then the power of the Lord came upon Sherem, and he fell to the ground. Sherem told the people that what he had done was wrong, and he testified of Christ. End of the section, Stories of Jesus. Jacob Learns the Name of the Savior by Diane L. Mangum.